This week on the show, Etsy is once again changing your seller settings without your permission, Amazon's adding two-step authentication, and eBay expands their consignment services. What is up, Galaxians? Welcome to episode number 240 of the Galaxy CDs Rocks and Flips Reseller Talk podcast. My name is Ryan, and once again, I am a day late. sue me. It was St. Patrick's Day weekend, and I had some things going on, even though actually on St. Patrick's Day, I opted not to go out, but I just didn't quite get around to this, so I'm recording it on Monday. To be fair, there wasn't really a whole lot of reselling news going into the weekend, so there wasn't a lot to talk about. There were a couple of things that have dropped now today and kind of late on Sunday, so we're going to cover that in the reselling news, and then we'll have the What Sold recap, of course, in the back half of the show. So let's get started with some reselling news.
News updates.
So Etsy is back at it once again, making changes apparently to seller settings without their permission. This article over on eCommerce Bytes, which I will of course link to in the show notes and the video description below, is sellers tell Etsy to stay out of their settings. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Etsy did this once before because I vaguely remember that my shipping profile settings got changed several months ago and opened up Saturday for shipping, which I went in and changed again. But it looks like they're doing this again. Etsy is adding Saturday and Sunday to sellers' processing time, and sellers are not pleased that the company is unilaterally making this decision on their behalf. Quote, "If I wanted that, I could turn it on myself," a reader told eCommerce Bytes. That sentiment, of course, was echoed on the Etsy discussion boards as well. In July, Etsy had added weekend days to processing times, but as they wrote on eCommerce Bytes at the time, quote, "Unlike many changes marketplaces roll out where sellers must opt out if they don't like them, with this change, it's up to sellers to opt in if they choose to." Like I said, I don't remember changing mine, but I know one Saturday morning, I got up to do my shipments, and I had Etsy telling me I had to ship an item that day, and normally I had that turned off. So I don't know if that was a glitch in the matrix or whatever. That does happen. But now they're doing this unilaterally starting on March 26th of this year. So about 2 weeks from now, Etsy will automatically change seller settings if it identifies them as regularly shipping orders on weekends. So like they did about a month ago with shipping profiles, where they went in and automatically, without your permission, and updated all of your shipping profiles, or at least in my case, all of my shipping profiles, to the one that I used the most frequently, which does not work for all items because the one I use most frequently is media mail because I ship books. But at the time, I was selling quite a bit of other stuff on Etsy that would not have qualified for that, and it really created a lot of problems. This now is going to be a similar process where if you are regularly indicating through their system that you've shipped an item on a Saturday or a Sunday, they are going to go in and automatically turn on weekend processing times for you. The issue, of course, is sensitive because Etsy uses sellers' processing times as a factor in how it determines estimated delivery dates shown to buyers. Sellers who want to manage buyer expectations so they don't get dinged by disappointed customers must battle Etsy's desire to show speedier delivery time estimates to boost conversion rates. They note that Etsy is under pressure from activist investors to accelerate growth. So they want more sales more quickly, and they believe they can get it by showing faster processing times. This, I don't know. I don't know if weekend processing times really matter all that much. I have Saturday turned on eBay for the most part, but I do have weekends turned off over on Etsy. So just be aware of this if you are a seller on Etsy and you have ever shipped on a weekend or at least regularly ship on a weekend on March 26th, you're going to want to go in and double check your settings for your processing times and either extend them to account for the fact that a weekend is now in there or delete Saturday and Sunday from the days that you use as processing time. Again, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show, but beginning March 26th, also Etsy is going to close most of their forums to non-sellers. That means, of course, that eCommerce Bytes is going to rely more on sellers to reach out to them when there are changes over on Etsy. So just be aware of that. Changes coming on Etsy. If you're not a seller, you're not going to have access to probably 95% of their forums and to check your processing times. Moving on over to Amazon, they just announced, this is something they've apparently had for a while, but they have not fully enforced, but they're adding a security measure to Seller Central sign-in. Amazon will begin to require sellers to take an additional step before signing into their Seller Central account. It is rolling out two-factor authentication, and that's going to begin as early as March 28th. That's going to be a big week in the reselling business. It announced this last Thursday. Amazon told sellers the new requirement will keep their account safe from fraudulent access attempts, writing the following on the seller announcement board, quote, starting as early as March 28th, 2024, you'll be required to verify your identity using a mobile number or authenticator app when you sign in to Seller Central. This keeps your account safe from fraudulent access attempts. If you don't already have a mobile number or authenticator app set up for two-step verification, when you sign in, you'll be prompted through a registration process to add a mobile device. If you prefer not to receive that one-time code over SMS every time you sign in, you can go to login settings to register an authenticator app. We talked about this, I think, with eBay a few weeks ago. Google Authenticator or one of those will give you a one-time code that you can enter that allows you to sign on. It's a pretty seamless process, or, of course, you can get them through text message as well. They note an authenticator app is recommended for accounts with several users and can help when you're without cell phone service. So just be aware of that. If you are a seller on Amazon, they're going to start requiring you to use two-factor authentication to sign in to Seller Central, which, frankly, I think is a great idea. Over to eBay. eBay is now expanding their consignment service for people who don't want the hassle of listing on eBay. They started this program some time ago, and now they are expanding it. I think it started, it says right here in the article, Ryan, if you would just look at it, September of 2023, they're now adding some categories. They started with luxury handbags. They're now going to include designer apparel category. Those wanting to sell without the hassle of listing items themselves can use the eBay website to submit their item and obtain a shipping label. And eBay's partner seller, which is Linda's Stuff, which was founded originally by Linda Lightman, will handle the nitty-gritty tasks involved in listing and fulfilling the goods. So you'll get a prepaid label from eBay and just ship the stuff off to them. In Monday's announcement, eBay said it was expanding the service to include apparel pieces from over 30 brands, including Dior, Fendi, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Off-White, Prada, and more. Some important notes on this consignment service. If you use it, you receive a percentage of the item's selling price, which is 60% for items that sell up to $2.99 plus an additional $15 administration fee for items that sell for less than $300. The take-home percentage increases in tranches up to 80% for items that sell for $5,000 and above. For items that sell for $200 or more, the items will be authenticated through eBay Authenticity Guarantee Program, and if they cannot verify the authenticity, eBay will charge a $25 fee for that as well. Again, one of those ways where eBay is, I guess, offering you a new and improved service to make some aspects of this easier if you don't want to do listing, but they are going to charge you a significant amount for each step along the way. There's a whole list here, which I'm not going to cover in this episode. I will link again to this article in the show notes and the video description down below, which talks about which categories are eligible to be consigned and which brands are eligible as well. So if you are interested in selling in any of those categories but don't want to do the work of listing and all that, eBay has expanded this program just for you. Last bit of news. This was announced late last week. If you've been following the news, what's going on in Haiti with the gangs running amok down there and trying to take over the country for all intents and purposes, the United States Postal Service has announced that they are suspending all mail and package services to Haiti effective on March 15th. So if you don't, again, if you're selling on eBay, I assume it's probably the same on Amazon. You can go in and set countries to exclude if you are not currently excluding Haiti and you don't want to get caught trying to send a shipment down there, you should go in and do that. But United States Postal Service has announced they are suspending all mail and package services. This will not include military packages, but I don't know that there's anybody down there. So that's what's going on with that. And that, my friends, is going to put a wrap on the news. So let's get into a really quick What Sold segment. I think I got a few more things than I had last week. It was, again, a very busy week. If you're following me over on Instagram, at GalaxyCDsRocks, I did 115 new listings last week, and I sold a nice even 100, so it was quite busy here at the Galaxy. You can leave me a comment down below if you're watching on YouTube and let me know how your business has been over the last couple of weeks. If you're following me over on Instagram, I always ask for input, how other sellers are doing. I have my friend Media Picker comments every week with how his business is going, but he's about the only one that's consistently letting me know. So please feel free to share either there or here how your business is going so other people can kind of get a feel for what's going on. Let's get this kicked off. This is an item sold over on eBay, Retrospection and Introspection by Mary Baker Eddy. This was from 1892, published by the Christian Science Publishing Company. This was a book, a hardcover book that I picked up at an estate sale for a dollar. This sold for $20.99 plus shipping. A DVD, I was at an estate sale several weeks ago, and there really wasn't a whole bunch there, but I did pick up a few odds and ends, kind of random, unusual religious things that I had not seen previously. This is a DVD, Living for Giving, Offenses That Devastate by Beth Moore, was produced by Life Outreach International. It's a DVD about dealing with, I guess, situations where you have been wronged by someone in some way. I picked this up for 50 cents. It sold for $21.99 plus shipping, again, over on eBay. I talk about these science fiction books all the time. I usually, if I go to a sale and there are a bunch of these, I will generally just make an offer on the whole collection, and there's almost always some stuff in there that's worth pretty decent money, and then there's some stuff that's not quite so great that I will lot up and do various things with. This is from a purchase I made at an estate sale back at the end of the summer. I bought 200 or 300 science fiction paperbacks for, I think I paid $100 for all of them, so 50 cents a piece, give or take. This is called The Dying Earth by Jack Vance. This was a special edition produced by Lancer, the Lancer Science Fiction Library, limited edition. It was in a kind of a heavier cover than a normal paperback, published back in 1950. This sold for a best offer of $28 plus shipping on eBay. I think I had it listed for $32.99 originally. Another hardcover book, Riots, Republicanism, and Citizenship, African American History and Culture Series. This was an interesting book that I picked up at an estate sale. I've talked about this sale quite a bit, that had a lot of African American history and collegiate type stuff. This was a nice hardcover book that sold. I had it listed for $32.49 on sale. I received a watcher, and I sent a 15%, or actually a 10% off offer out on this, and sold it for $29.49. For sale over on Etsy, Stories of the King by James Baldwin. This was published way back in 1910 by the American Book Company. It was an illustrated hardcover, small book, 6x4 probably, in actually pretty good condition for a book that was well over 100 years old. This was one that had come in the big 15,000 book lot that I did, so I'm into this thing for less than a nickel, and it sold for $29.99. plus shipping. This one's over on Mercari. A pretty decent week on Mercari. I think I had 8 listings sold over there out of the 100 total, so that was pretty good. Mercari typically is 3 or 4 items a week, so that was pretty strong. This was Mathematics for Plumbers and Pipe Fitters by D. Arcangelo and Guest. It was a illustrated trade paperback from 1982. This was another one. It was part of a big lot that I purchased for about 50 cents a piece. This sold for $32 with free shipping over on Mercari. This is, individually, these really didn't amount to a whole bunch, but I was at an estate company's warehouse sale late last week, and I made them an offer on a whole bunch of old railroad, model railroad magazines, books, catalogs, that sort of stuff. I'm into these for about 50 cents a piece. These are MTH Electric Trains catalogs, price guides. There were gosh, I don't know, 30 or 40 of these, different ones from different years. I listed the first batch of these. I picked these up on Thursday. I listed them on Friday morning and sold these four to one buyer on Friday afternoon. The MTH Electric Trains Catalog, Volume 1 from 2017, Volume 2 from 2019, Volume 1 from 2016, and Volume 2 from 2018. So four of these books that I'm into for about 50 cents a piece that sold for a total of $32.96. So pretty nice sale. I will usually buy these things if I can get them, even for a dollar or less. I'll usually go ahead and get them because they usually sell pretty quickly in that kind of $5.99 to $14.99 range. So if you're into model railroading at all, be on the lookout for those. These catalogs can do pretty well. This was a wild one. I was at an estate sale a couple of weeks ago, and they had a couple of big quart freezer baggies full of playing cards, five decks in each one. It was $5 a bag. So I bought both bags. So I've got 10 decks of playing cards, essentially for $10, a dollar a piece. This was the one that I really wanted out of the batch, the Southern Railway System playing cards. Look ahead, look south. The box was opened, but the two decks inside the box were both still sealed. So I listed this one in an auction because I couldn't really find any comps that matched for it. I started it, I believe, at $19.99, and it went to $34.99 plus USPS Ground Advantage shipping. So 50 cents into $34.99, this more than paid for all the rest of the playing cards that I got in that purchase. So I'm pretty pleased with that. I've got obviously the other nine left that hopefully we'll sell at some point, but this was the big one for me, and it went for $34.99. Again, railroading stuff, advertising, memorabilia, hats, caps, buttons, pins, all of that stuff seems to do pretty well. Another item over on Mercari, Every Man a King, or Might in Mind Mastery. This was written by Orison Swett Marden way back in 1906, a hardcover book in actually pretty good condition, again, for a book over 100 years old. This sold, again, on Mercari for $35. With free shipping, this was also part of the big 15,000 book lot, so this is one I'm into for less than a nickel. Another book, also from that same lot, Nehe, A Tale of the Times of Artaxerxes, by Anna Pierpoint Civiter. Man, that is a mouthful. Look at the picture. this was a book from 1901, illustrated hardcover, again, in really nice condition. Into it for less than a nickel. This sold on Etsy for $39.99. I talk about yearbooks and that sort of stuff. Yearbooks have gotten really, really weird. So some sales I go to, like where I got this one, and I bought a whole bunch of them for essentially a dollar a piece. I was at another sale last Thursday where they were literally asking $10 a book for yearbooks. I'm all out on $10 a book for yearbooks. I'll go to three or four, but anything beyond that, it can be very difficult because a lot of them are going to be $12, $15, $19. You just can't make any money. You can't make it really worth your while if you're paying $10 a piece for them. So this is one that I picked up in a big lot for about a dollar, A Pictorial History of Madison College School of Divine Origin. So this isn't technically a yearbook. The person who was having the estate sale, there were 4 years of yearbooks along with this book, all from the 1960s. So whoever this person was had apparently gone to that college and bought this history of the school when they left. This was from 1904 to 1964. The book was published in 1964. Again, I'm into it for a buck. This sold for $39.99 plus shipping. Back over to Etsy, Introduction to the Principles of Physical Chemistry by Edward Washburn, a first edition hardcover from 1915. Again, you might not necessarily think that old vintage textbooks would be big sellers on Etsy, but I do pretty well with them. I'm very pleased with how Etsy has done with these old books. Again, this is from 1915, a first edition. I had it listed for $54.99 plus shipping, and that's what it sold for. And lastly, your flip of the week this week, another old textbook. This one sold on eBay, Magnetic Circuits and Transformers, A First Course for Power and Communication. This was a ex-library hardcover in fairly mediocre condition. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see the cover is actually pretty rough, but this was a fairly unusual book. I've had it for quite a while. It's probably coming up on a year old. I'm pretty sure this also came out of that big 15,000 book lot. So it's very low cost of goods sold. This sold for $64.99 plus, again, media mail shipping. So again, I see it time after time after time that there's just no money in books. And if you're trying to compete in that, you know, sub $5 free shipping category, you're absolutely right. There's probably not very much money in books. But for stuff like this, old textbooks and unusual religious books and that sort of thing, there can be really good money to be made over there. So this is kind of a quick and dirty. There was not a lot of news this week. And obviously we kind of blew through the what sold there. So I hope everybody's having a good week. If you got something out of this, please do me a favor. Hit that thumbs up button if you're watching over on YouTube. If you're not currently a follower of the podcast or a subscriber to the YouTube channel, please consider doing that as well. With that, my friends, it's time to sell. Thanks, guys.
You have been listening to the Galaxy CDs Rocks and Flips Reseller Talk podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you again next time.